PHP BB Weekly is a part of the Tech Podcast Network. For other great technology podcasts, check out techpodcasts.com. Hello, welcome to PHP BB Weekly episode number 33, the show where we talk every week about the wonderful PHP BB forum software at phpbb.com. It is Saturday, October 6th, 2007. I am co-host Douglas Bell, also known as Fountain of Apples on phpbb.com.
And I'm your other co-host, David Lewis, also known as High Wheel of Life.
And this is the show where we talk about PHP, maybe usually live every week. Unfortunately, if for those of our listeners who do try to join the show in live, that was not possible this week because TalkShoe was having some issues. wouldn't let us connect. I have gotten in touch with TalkShoe, complained about it, tried to let them know, but unfortunately it's not working right now. So we are off of TalkShoe. David and I are just recording this through Skype. While also talking to some people in a chat room over IRC. So we're going to have to bear with us, but we do hope that next week we will be able to be live again. Hopefully TalkShoe will get their act together.
And normally we would delay it. However, this time I have to catch a plane in about 2 hours, so this is going to be a bit of a short show.
Besides, I got things to do today anyway, so...
Yeah. So we'll pack a lot of – I'll probably talk a lot faster. We'll pack a lot of information in a very short period of time.
Okay. We'll figure out how to do that. Okay. In that case, since we don't have any call-in information or – well, we will say, as usual, that the show is not affiliated with the PHP BB teams. If you want a show that is affiliated with the PHP BB teams, the official PHP BB podcast is the show for you at podcast.phpbb.com. And David, you're in that one too.
Yeah.
But this is sort of the show where we take PHP BB from an outside angle, so to speak, you know.
Yeah. And the podcast site on phpbb.com is down at the moment because that was hosted by Teggy Michael. One of his hard drives crashed, so he's working on getting that information back.
Okay. Well, by the time you listen to this, hopefully it'll be back up.
Yeah. Well, of course, you can always download the podcasts of that podcast and this podcast, PHP BB Weekly, on iTunes as well. Just search for PHP BB and you'll see both podcasts come up.
Yeah. If you were looking at the site, I know that we had planned for having some guests from the Tech Podcasters Network, because we are a member of the Tech Podcasters Network at techpodcast.com, to join us to talk about their experiences with PHP BB. However, I did not exactly anticipate that none of them have ever worked with a forum whatsoever in their lives, so that didn't exactly go anywhere. On the other hand, since TalkShoe is not working, that would be kind of embarrassing if you had guests on today, so I guess that's kind of a good thing. But I am currently looking at getting some alternate guests, because I would like to have a show where we don't specifically look at PHP BB, but we look at the topic of how do you really start a community, how do you attract and retain membership in your community, and really build it up from nothing. So I am currently contacting a couple of people, and we'll hopefully have a special guest on one of these episodes who can be able to share their experiences. So,
yeah, certainly.
Let's see how that goes.
Yeah, and some of the topics we wanted to cover in this episode, some of the latest changes in the PHP BB 3 RC6 dev,
yes.
And also some the downtime on phpbb.com last week.
Yeah, that.
And some new moderator team members. And that doesn't seem like a lot of topics, but trust me, we'll be able to fill up a couple hours with this, but we don't have a couple hours, so we're going to try and pack it inside of about 35 minutes.
I'll trust you, David, because you can go ahead and get started.
All right. First, wanted to point out we got some new moderator team members last week. Five new members in one day. We got Cherokee wow. Red, Chris RLG, Darcy, Dell System, and Will Hugh all joined the moderator team. So they really beefed up their teams, and that should help with a lot of moderation around the forum. So now when spam gets posted, it's caught really quickly. So, and those guys, these guys have been doing a really good job lately too. So we're glad to have a nice expansion of the team recently. And of course, you can go view their profiles in the About section of phpbb.com. The issue of the outage for PHPBB, DHN, the website team leader, posted an announcement on .com that talked about what the outage was all about. And as you know, it was out during our podcast last week.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of questions like, well, what's going on? And we said, well, we'll let you know what's going on. Well,
is it PHPBB3 gold? Is there going to be a third new style that comes out because of it?
Yeah, there was a lot of, you know, is RC6 coming out? Is this the gold release coming out? Is this something else? You know, but it wasn't that. It was actually someone had exploited some third-party stuff that we were using on .com and inserted a Trojan, basically. And so DHN talks about a little bit about that, some malware, basically, and what you should do to run a virus scan and what files that you should look for to see if your computer got infected by it. Note that it was not the PHPBB software. It was third-party software that we had installed on phpbb.com, and I won't be specific about that, but basically that was the case, so it was not the PHPBB software.
Mm-hmm, good. But it said something about it added malware links and things like that.
Yeah, it did. It actually inserted like a an iframe that was a JavaScript that tried to download and something onto a person's computer, exploiting through Internet Explorer and one through Firefox.
Uh-huh.
So, only affecting PCs, of course. We Mac users didn't have to worry about it.
How long exploits were publicly available before the teams were able to crack on them?
3 to 4 years of vulnerabilities is what they spanned. Thereabouts.
No, I mean, how long the malware was up?
Oh, it was at most a couple of hours before we were able to catch it and shut everything down.
Oh.
And so we caught it right away and shut everything down. And the reason that phpbb.com was down for so long is that we just decided to basically do a huge security audit of all the code that and all the third-party applications that we were using on .com. So we basically went through everything. And that was why it was down for as long as it was. Otherwise, we would have had it up within a day if we just removed whatever it was and got back up online. But we wanted to make sure we went through everything and implemented some additional security enhancements and stuff like that.
Yeah. I would say that gets a little scary when you find yourself getting hacked like that.
Yeah, and of course, .com is a very targeted site.
Yes.
Because it's so big and it gets so much traffic. The bigger the sites are, the bigger your site is, the larger the amount of people that come visit it, the more targeted it will be because those people want to try and take down a big site.
I mean,
so,
3 to 4 hours, I'm thinking how many people would have gone to the site during that amount of time? I'm hoping that no one got caught with a virus like that.
Yeah, and it's hard to say exactly because there was one or two team members at most that got affected, but the rest of us didn't get anything downloaded, so it was just one of those weird things. But you had to have a very updated anti-spyware, whatever you call those things, antivirus software to be able to catch that because it was somewhat obscure, interestingly enough. So,
yeah.
So that about sums that up. And again, if you want more information on that, go read DHN's announcement on the announcement form of phpbb.com.
Mm-hmm. Is it? I don't know. It's just because I'm not entirely familiar with the object of hacks and exploits. Obviously, I don't try to learn about them in terms of how to do them. But is it possible to do anything to keep all kinds of things? Like I've heard about denial of service attacks, which sometimes come to websites. Is there any way to like prevent those kinds of things from happening?
That's really up to the ISP. They have to prevent that at the firewall level before it hits your server. Because what that is it's basically just basically hitting your server with thousands of simultaneous requests, and so much so that it just it floods your server and takes it down just because of the load.
You can only imagine the bandwidth that charges that will result from that too.
Right, and so the network switches have to be able to prevent that when they see, a large amount of requests coming in at one time. They have to be able to basically prevent that, stop those requests from coming through. Some ISP providers actually get hit directly and they're able to prevent, but there are a lot of measures that the ISPs put in place, and it doesn't happen very often because I think there are a lot of internet service providers and hosting companies and stuff that has put those safeguards in place to try and prevent that sort of thing from happening. DDoS attacks aren't really the same as – well, it's not actually – it's not even the same as what happened to phpbb.com. That's a completely different form of hacking. That's not really hacking at all.
Yeah, DDoS. I know that when I was on the team, phpbb.com occasionally did get hit with one or two DDoS attacks.
It's not likely. And now that the servers are hosted at the Oregon State University, hopefully that they'll have safeguards in place when that happens, or if that ever does happen, we don't really know about it because they take care of that.
Good. Good to know. Well, considering how many of these top-notch websites Oregon. The OSU OSL hosts, I mean, they host Mozilla, Firefox, PHP.net, Freenode, you name it. they're hosting it.
Yeah. All right. So, moving, did you have any questions about the hack specifically or the malware that was infected on phpbb.com?
Not really, but I think it is a good thing that the teams did take the time to do the security cleanup on there, because that's definitely the important 3 to 4 years of vulnerabilities. It does sound a little scary, but I know it is hard to take down phpbb.com very often to do things like regular server maintenance because how many people visit the site?
Yeah, the 3 or 4 years of vulnerabilities is 3 or 4 years of vulnerabilities in Windows software.
Ah, okay.
So, so they might it'll download a malware virus that exploits vulnerabilities in your Windows software from anywhere from 3 years ago, 4 years ago, to a year ago, whatever.
So
that's why
up to date stuff on your Windows side, you should be okay.
Yeah, that's what DHN basically said. Make sure you run your updates on your operating system to make sure, because they have Microsoft will download the security patches into your system that will prevent some of those exploits that were vulnerabilities 3 and 4 years ago are already patched up by now. Just as long as you have your stuff updated, that won't be a problem. So it was basically older systems had problems. As far as we know, it did not appear to actually infect any people, but it was it's still very highly recommended that people run the antivirus software as a precaution anyways.
Yes, of course. Okay, so let's talk about PHPBB3 again.
All right. As many of the mod authors know, or even site administrators, you may have noticed that we have not been validating, or not very many mods have been approved to the mod database.
I've noticed that.
And really, today was the first time that we've had a mod approved in a long time. And you would say, well, why is that? Why is my mod in the queue for so long?
I think it's because all the PHP mod team members are taking a nice, long, extended vacation down in Hawaii or something like that. That's what I think it is. Okay.
I would prefer Colorado personally.
Oh really?
Though I'm sure many of the mod team members wouldn't mind a place like Hawaii.
I should come down here to San Francisco. I'll take them out to Jeffrey's Hamburgers.
Right. Yeah, they have some good food there.
Yes, I know.
No, it's a lot of us have been working, but we have not been doing a lot of stuff on mod validation recently because of a lot of changes that are being made currently to the PHPBB3 source code.
Uh-huh.
If any of you are keeping track with the CVS commits for RC6 dev, you've been noticing that they've been making a ton of changes. This last week, I don't think there was a file in the entire framework that was not touched in one way or another. The they implemented a whole lot of things, and I'll get into details, but the reason most of those files were touched was because they're just basically trimming white space, it appears, from the ends of lines. Not really sure why that is. Maybe just general cleanup. I don't know. I think that's just the case. Nothing extraordinary there. It makes going through the code a little bit more difficult because I'm comparing when I'm running the diffs, all I'm seeing are differences between the same exact lines of code. So sometimes it's really difficult to go through there. But I did pick out about 8 different items that are significant changes that could invalidate your mod. If you've created a mod for version 3 and you've either submitted it to the mod database or it's in development on the development forums, some of these changes will or could affect your mod and cause it to not be valid. So you need to look at some of these changes that have been added recently. A couple of things that we talked about last week was the hooks functionality that was implemented in PHP 3. That does not affect any of the mods that are in development, any mods that are in the mod database right now. That really doesn't affect them.
Some more efficient bonuses to certain mods that want to take advantage of them.
Right, more like web applications or site administrators, really, instead of mods.
Oh.
So it would really be pretty rare to have a mod that would integrate with the hooks functionality.
Mm-hmm.
Unless it was really large, then that would be the case. But there's a couple things that people should pay attention that was implemented with the hooks functions, and that's, for example, the phpbb_root_path defined variable. The constant that's at the top of the page now has been added, so it checks to see if that constant has been defined, and if so, it uses that. Otherwise, you can set otherwise default sets the actual root path associated with the current file that's being called.
Mm-hmm.
So that needs to be implemented now instead of just phpbb_root_path=./ or whatever it might be. You need to implement the whole line and look at some new code that's an RC6 dev to see what I'm talking about.
Okay. That's the thing. I've always been kind of looking at that phpbb root path, thinking surely there could be a more efficient way to do that.
Yeah, and what that does is basically allows third-party applications, those bridges or site administrators, to define a root path like in a common file, and then so then they could call that from whatever other file that they're using without having to change any code in any of the core files. The defined path specifies where it is, basically. Mm-hmm. So makes it a little bit easier, a little bit more expandability and scalability. So that's overall pretty good. But that's really one of the more minor changes. That in itself probably won't invalidate any mods, but that's still something that everybody should start implementing now by default. And it will still be compatible with older RCs too if you do that, so don't worry about that. One of the first things is the I did want to point out, first of all, that I'm not going to go into any of the bug fixes or generic changes to the template, small little tweaks.
There's a long list if you want to read about that.
Yeah, those are all documented in the changelog automatically.
Yes.
So they put all these in.
It's
basically
better. It's less buggy. End of point.
Yeah, and what I'm basically going to do is just comment on some of the changes that will affect the mod authors and the mods and stuff that won't be noticed in the change logs and something that you would not normally notice unless you enjoy reading commit logs.
Yeah, which I do. You see, this is what you get when both of us are mod authors, in my case, a former mod team member, you're a mod team member. This show, we always have to end up talking something about mods, so... what can I say? Hello, David?
Oh, I'm sorry. I think I pressed the mute button for a second there. Can you hear
me?
Okay.
I didn't hear you. Yeah. There we go.
One of the most recent changes, download.php, the file download.php, has been moved to the directory download/file.php.
What's the point of that?
That is due to the Flash 7 framework and cross-domain policies with the Flash 7 framework.
Okay.
Like, you can specify a XML file, like a small XML file in your site root that allows you to access certain cross-domains and stuff like that. And so what this was basically putting it in this location made it so that those flash files could not, if there was any malicious flash files, they would not be able to exploit the download.php file in any way, that they wouldn't be able to access that by moving it to download/file.php.
I'm not totally familiar with flash, but I don't quite understand why just simply the location of a file would make a difference in exploitation.
I believe it's part of the XML. I think as long as you keep it out of the root, I believe that's the reason for it. I don't know full details on it. I only had a few moments to read about it, but it's, if you actually do a search and go look up the, because I'm not going to go into.
Yeah.
If you look up the Flash 7 framework and cross-domain policies, it talks a lot about that and what you can do to, you know, what a lot of security enhancements and issues that come up with the Flash 7 framework, cross-domain policies, and the XMLs and stuff like that. So that contains a lot of information. There's actually an article about that and some of the things that you should do to be secure with your coding with Flash files that people could be uploading that could be potentially malicious, or just that you know, you never know what to expect. It's not a huge security issue. It's something that's very, very rarely happens, but we try to think of everything, and that's part of the security audit. It's looking at every tiny little detail of the software.
That's right.
And a lot of these changes that I'm going to be talking about are implementations of the code audit that's been going on.
Okay. So I was going to ask, you know, with all these changes coming in RC6, it's kind of interesting because traditionally the format is that when, as time you get to the release candidates, most of the major changes are supposed to be finished with, and it's mostly minor changes and bug fixes which you're doing to get ready for going gold. But they seem to be doing a lot of new things, new functionality that's coming out in RC6, which I was wondering about.
Yeah, again, most of the functionality aspect has been the hook system, which, again, won't affect very many people, but it will make PHPBB3 more compatible with third-party applications and other websites, so you can use it as your base framework. Uh-huh. And that was really the reason for that. And instead of just releasing it as is, you know, we wanted to go and add that functionality. But again, it's still going to be compatible with older mods and stuff like that. It won't validate a whole lot. That new functionality won't validate a whole lot. But some of the changes that have been made to the source code, which is different than those hooks functionalities, these are security enhancements, just looking to the future and going, okay, this could potentially be a security problem down the road. Let's make sure that this won't be a security problem. Mm-hmm. So most of the changes are fairly minor, but they are still stuff that should be looked at, and so that's basically what's happening now. So I think upgrading to RC6 is going to be a little bit interesting for most people. It's probably going to be the most intensive upgrade to any RC of any of the RCs so far.
Really?
Yeah, because there's so many files been touched, that diff engine's gonna look at replacing almost every single file.
Oh, really? Wow.
So, and again,
if anyone has installed a copy of 3.0.rc5 and they've put mods on that, does that mean that there's worry about upgrading from that to RC6?
Most of the time, no, because the diff engine's pretty good about merging. You know, it looks at the code changes between the two versions, and it tries to do its best as possible to merge those changes. The only problems which might come in are when you have conflicts of the same lines of code, or the same lines have been changed. That's where your conflicts happen, and that's where you might need to replace the file or re-implement the mod. So although the diff engine is very, very good at what it does and merging those changes, and most of the time that will be the case, if you've already implemented a lot of mods, you might come into an occasional problem where you'll end up having to just replace the file that has the conflict and re-implement the mod in that particular file.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't say that it won't be a problem for people, because I think it will be if there's been a lot of people who have been using mods that modify a lot of core code. And this is another reason why I've been a huge advocate of using functions and includes to modify your core code instead of actually editing the core code directly. because as long as you can keep your changes out of the core code, you make your mod more compatible with updates and more compatible with other mods. And that's why that is really important. People say, well, why do I have to, you know, it's like, if you can use a function to include a language file, for example, the user add lang function, use that instead of modifying the user setup function, because as soon as you modify the user setup function, that could have a problem on a later update. Instead, add a line instead of editing lines in core code.
Okay.
So just as a general rule. Most of the file changes that have been seen are the additions of the defined NPHBBB constant that has been added to every single file, including the info files and the language files. So it checks to see if the file has been included in PHBBB, and if it has not, then it exits that script.
Yeah, to put it in a little more English language terms for those who are starting to wonder what we're talking about, every one of the files that a website goes to, like index.php, viewforum.php, etc., defines a constant called nphbb, which essentially says that this file is a phbb file. What that means is that when someone tries to load directly one of the files in, like, the includes folder, for example, which is not supposed to be a file that a normal everyday Joe person going on their web browser is supposed to be able to load, that file actually checks to see if that nphbb constant has been defined, and if not, then that tells it that someone is trying to access this file directly. Therefore, we better exit this file and tell them that they're trying to see something that they're not supposed to see.
Yeah. So and I think that will be good, especially for things like the language files, because I noticed that some people like to put in their mods the PHPBB root path and the PHP extension, and they like to globalize it in the language file, and you can't do that because that basically allows remote file inclusion if you do that. But now putting the define constant in there, checking to make sure it's defined in PHPBB, it will allow you to do things like that. So yeah. It does, in a way, actually expand the ability for functionality.
Good.
Authors still shouldn't be using the PHPBB root path in the language file,
mm-hmm.
but it... you know, it just makes it safer all the way around to include those, so that files that are supposed to be called are called, and files that are not supposed to be called are not called.
Yeah, that's good.
So that's one of the things that has been changed on nearly every file that you'll find. So now in all your mods, if you are including info files, module files, language files, make sure you've got that in your mod.
Yes, otherwise it will stop working.
Yeah. There is a change to the way that forms work now. And I'll first touch on the first type of change for
forms,
the login.
Forms being any kind of form you see on PHPBB?
Yes.
Okay.
And every form that you see, both posting forms, registration forms.
Profile, user control panel.
Moderator control panel, exactly. A user control panel. These are all implemented there. Every form has, and actually first I'll touch on the login. The login form has been changed in a little bit different way. The username and password, name and ID variables are now dynamically generated. What that means is that it's not just, the field name is not just called username, and the ID is username, and the password name is not just called password, and the ID is password. And the reason for that is that though it's generated to so that bots could not automatically insert it in there, or autocomplete does not automatically happen for administration reauthentication. So it leaves it a little bit more securely for administration login, especially as for the other login. I'm not really sure, because you could technically just insert whatever you wanted in there, but the fact that it's dynamic is going to confuse bots now, so they won't be able to log in, hopefully.
Oh, so this is essentially making it harder for bots to use these forms then.
Right, exactly. Whereas a human, it's not going to make any difference to a human. They just see username, they type in their username, they see password, they type in their password. So it's real simple.
And also try to help reduce the use of automated registrations from these kinds of bots.
Yes, and actually that's that more touches on some of the new functions that have been added. And that's a little bit different than the username and password names name attributes that have been changed. There's a new function called check form key and add form key. And what they do is basically it's a function that you would insert into your core code and you would implement right before you check if the form is submitted, you would do an add form key and you would do the form name or the ID, the form ID, because you can't use name in XHTML for the form variable or the form tag.
Yeah.
This podcast is going to be really technical for those people who don't like technical stuff.
Yeah, like me.
Yeah.
I guess I'm getting some of it, but
yeah, the add form key and the check form key both and they're in the coding guidelines now, so you can go take a look at it. Okay. But basically, what these do is they verify that you're submitting a form that you should be submitting, and each form key is defined in your in the user table. So there's been an extra column that's been added in the user. The user table called let me see what it's been called. User form salt column that's been added to the user table. So that's one database change that has been made that deals with the way forms are validated. And it's, again, more security issue and making sure that you are submitting a form that you're supposed to. There's also min form submission time and a max form submission time. So like one of the things that we discussed last year on Start Your Guide was the fact that one way to prevent spam registrations would be to check the time it takes for them to press I accept the terms and conditions of this board and then go register their name, username, password, email address, and all that stuff on the board.
Interesting.
The time that it takes for a user to do that is different than the time that it takes for a bot to do that, because a bot can fill it out very, very quickly. Yeah. So it basically checks to make sure that form can be filled out in a humanly possible time frame. And also it will time out after a long time so that the form will not sit there by an administration definable time period. So like right now it's set to default 2 hours. So after 2 hours, the form will expire and you would have to basically reload. And so that shouldn't be a problem. Users shouldn't experience any differences at all, but it's basically going to prevent forms that aren't supposed to be submitted from being submitted.
Yeah.
So you can't do like a remote form submission, for example. And
although there could be some cases where you could get stuck, like if you're just in the middle of filling out a form and then someone calls you away to do something for a few hours, you come back, want to finish filling it out, you have to start over from the beginning. But
yeah, it's basically just going to make you resubmit the form.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's going to cause any usability problems. I mean, you might have the occasional user who says, "Oh, what happened here?" But I don't think overall that it will cause any usability problems. It still remains to be seen, because it's yet to be tested extensively. So
Having an RC6, by the way.
Yes, an RC6 will come, and everybody will have the opportunity to test some of these functions, and if there's any bugs, they'll be fixed in those. But basically, the add form key and check form key, those are part of it. Check the coding guidelines on how to implement those.
Now, with this, does this mean, therefore, that they could PHP MB3 capture could possibly be made a little easier now that the form has been made a little harder to fill out by bots?
The capture won't change.
Yeah,
though that's staying the same. The CAPTCHA is still designed to make it difficult enough for bots, but these forms make it so that just every form is checked, whether it's registration, login, submitting a post, changing fields in the user control panel, or anywhere else, really.
I actually have to ask you about the CAPTCHA. I know this might be a little off topic, but I've been reading recently about a couple of websites that are getting complaints because the CAPTCHAs on there are so difficult. I think it's like Yahoo is one of them, another site is one of them. But the CAPTCHA is so difficult that people who are blind and use like a computer reading screen or whatever they use to use computers, are unable to access these websites because the CAPTCHA is – they cannot fill out the CAPTCHA because they're blind. And therefore, there have been some sites which have done things like add alternatives, like, for example, a CAPTCHA that can be read out as an audio stream or something like that. But is there anything that the PHPBB teams could possibly look into to for making a CAPTCHA that can be more accessible? Because already I'm having difficulties reading the CAPTCHAs as they are. If you know what I mean.
Yeah, again, it's a trade-off between security and usability. You know, when you, the two automatically contradict each other. You can't have something insanely usable and very secure. So, but you can't have something so secure and at the same time be completely usable. So it's sort of a trade-off. And that's why the logic puzzles, the logic puzzle CAPTCHAs, which were they're literally impossible for bots to figure out, but it's also impossible for humans to figure out too. So again, there's a trade-off. But at the same time, if you make something a lot more readable for a human, it's going to be a lot more readable for a bot. If a computer can read it, a human can read it. If a computer can't read it, chances are a human might not be able to read it.
But there are some cases where a computer can read it and a human can't read it, if you know what I mean.
Right, or in the case of the PHPBB3 right now, the CAPTCHA is currently human readable, but it's currently not bot readable.
Not yet, anyway.
Not yet. I'm sure there will come a day when that will change, but right now, it's not bot readable.
See, it's hard for CAPTCHAs because if you find yourself getting to the point where you have to put out a CAPTCHA that's so bad that a human can't read it, well, then whoever designs these bots, they've essentially won the game. Their goal really is to keep pushing you to make a harder CAPTCHA to the point where regular people can't even come to use your site anymore because they can't see the darn CAPTCHA.
Well, I don't think that that's their goal. I think it's the fact that they want to register on as many boards as possible. Bots and spammers want to register on as many boards as possible to get their spam posted. That's their goal, to get the spam posted. If they're not getting their spam posted, then they're not reaching their goal. So their goal isn't to actually make the CAPTCHAs more difficult. The CAPTCHAs being more difficult is just a byproduct of the amount of spam bots that are out there.
Yeah, but it's, for us legitimate people, it's just getting harder and harder to use the internet these days, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, and you know that will continue to be a case. Well, spam and security is a constant battle that we continuously go through. It's something that will never ever go away, and that's just the reality of it, unfortunately. And there's not. All we can do is just continue to implement new security features to try and get around it and, you know, do our best to do it. Right now, PHPBB3 is doing a pretty good job. I mean, look at most everybody has to be a human to register. So there's not a whole lot of issues with bots right now with version 3 of this software. And maybe eventually there will be, but right now we don't have to worry about it because that's not much of a problem.
I'll say this. I actually am trying – I'm on PHPBB.com right now. I've logged out, and I'm on the registration form, and I'm looking at that CAPTCHA right there, and it's kind of hard to read, but it also has the most god awful colors I've ever seen.
Yeah, and I mean, everything.
It's totally queer colors. I mean, purple and a weird color of green on it, and red on. These are like the colors they tell you not to use on the internet, and it's ugly. I think.
Well, it's not meant to be pretty. I mean, it's meant to stop bots. It's meant to stop bots from being able to register on the boards, and that's its reason, and that's what I think it will still be able to continue to do. Again, once PHPBB3 goes gold and you'll start having bots programmers trying to implement bots that can bypass the CAPTCHA, and when it does finally get bypassed, you'll see a lot of mods pop up that people can implement that will have new ways of stopping bots. And every time you implement a unique way of stopping a bot, it's going to be successful.
Bots, fine, but I don't see how people are supposed to be able to read this. I mean, I can sort of figure it out. I've got pretty darn good eyes in my area. I mean, I know a lot of people who would not be able to read this. In fact, there have been people who have posted on Area 51 and on PHPBB.com, saying things that they're partially colorblind of certain specific colors, and they cannot read the captchas.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that has been a concern too, but I think overall the way that it's done, like I was speaking with someone who was colorblind, and they were able to look at it and go, okay, yeah, the colors, they couldn't differentiate very well, but they could still define the letters. And some of them, it was even easier than for us because some of the colors looked alike.
I can see that going on, yes.
So, there's a trade-off there, but, always the trade-off between usability and security. And right now, the accessibility of PHPB bypass that is allowing the user to email the administrator if they can't register on the board. When we had a very difficult catch on Star Trek Guide, I got a couple of those emails just saying, hey, I'm not able to register. The users were eventually able to get in, but the administrator is able to always help them out. But there's a link up there that says, if you can't read this capture, if there's something wrong with it, click here to contact the administrator, and they'll do that.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know. I just feel that. I'll say this. The captcha I'm looking at now is not as bad as some of the captchas during the beta and during during the beta of PHP BB3. But, I mean, they're still pretty bad. I mean, I'll send you a link to the one I'm looking at right now. I can kind of read the letters, but it's really kind of difficult. Like, I'm not sure if that's a Z or a 2, as an example. On there.
Oh, that's a Z.
It's a Z?
Yeah, because the 2 is curved. These are straight lines. That's right angle, or not right angles, but it's...
It looks a little bit curved to me.
This is the technique that they implemented in PHPBB 3 that is preventing bots. And yeah, so you see 55P6TZN, so it's fairly easily readable for me.
Wait, that's 5-5?
Yeah.
I thought it was 5S.
No, that's 5-5. Look, it's straight.
See, I'm sorry. When I first looked at it, I thought I didn't enter it to see if it was right or not, but I thought it was 5SP6T2N. No. And you're saying it's 55P6TZN.
Yeah, 55P6TZN.
Oh, well, we could continue the CAPTCHA discussion for quite a while, but I guess we should probably move on to the next thing you wanted to mention, so.
Yeah. This is probably the first time anybody's recorded a podcast while driving to the airport.
Yes, now you're continuing driving to the airport. So, all right, we're gonna keep going anyway. So go ahead. So what's the next topic on there?
All right. Well, we discussed some of the forms things that have been changed. The next thing that has been changed is the way that passwords are hashed. It's no longer an MD5 hash. Mm-hmm. Before, but you can actually customize the way that your password's hashed, or actually hashed using a specific algorithm, new custom algorithm, depending on the site. And so it's going to be a little bit different. So now if you have a mod like my mod is now invalidated because I'm using the MD5 password hash, and I need to be using the PHPBB_hash function for it now. So I don't know the ins and outs of exactly how that works. I was trying to ask David MJ the other night, but I think he was half asleep. So I said, how does that work? And he goes, it hashes a string. And I'm like, really?
Yeah. Wow. I'm a little hungry. Maybe I should have some hash browns.
Yeah, really?
Yes. But
so and then there's...
That's definitely been probably a request that a lot of people have asked for. I know there have been a number of mods for PHP BB2 that just... changed what the encoding is for passwords. That's all,
Yeah, and certainly remember those mods that used to be like salt hashes or basically they'd be able to add salt to a password hash.
I guess. Is there anyone that adds pepper to a hash? Or?
Well, there was several mods that basically did different kinds of password hashes. Well, that's no longer required in PHPBB3. You don't need a mod that does that sort of thing because the password hash is handled it's customizable for the site, I guess, as far as I can tell. And there might be config value on it. I've got a list of some of the config values that have been... No, there's no config value on that, but the way that it does that is just, it's different. And users can still update their password. Like the way the password hash has changed, then it will prompt them to update their password to a new one when they log in. So that's a cool little feature it's been there, but it's been improved upon since the password hash function has been implemented. And there's also a password check hash function, which compares a user inputted password and the password that was the user input password and the password that's from the database. It compares them automatically, and that's also a way that it's able to determine if their password is valid and the user can log in and they need to update their password.
Yeah.
So, a cool little change.
Uh-oh. David, I think you have cut off from us.
Oh, okay. I keep accidentally hitting the mute button on my headset.
That's not good, David. That is not good.
Okay. All right. So that deals with the password hash functions, which are different. I already talked about the define. That's where every file must have a define in PHPBB constant check. And then there's also a new file called functions_content.php in the includes folder. What this does is basically it moves a lot of functions from the functions file, I believe, and puts them in their own file. So there's a list of functions that file has at the top, and if you want to go see those, go look at the file. I'm not going to tell them all to you. There's a list of probably 20 different functions on there. Which function has changed? Oh, the get username string function has changed to allow profile URL suppression. And what that's good for, if you know how the get username string function is basically used to get the username of a user and display it on the page?
I assume so. Get username probably gets the username.
Yeah, well, now if you're a bot, you don't see a link there, because if you're going to a link to a profile and you're a bot, that's a dead link, because you don't have permission to view profiles as a bot. So
you're not necessarily meaning malicious bots that are there to do bad things, but even bots like search engine bots like Google or other searches that are just trying to, you know, spiders that go around the web to get search data.
Right, and there's a couple reasons for that. The reasons that they don't want Googlebot, MSN bot, all these different bots, the reason that they don't want those to index the member list and the profiles is because a lot of users in PHPBB2 like to spam the member list and their profiles with their URLs. They wouldn't even have to post or anything. They just put their links, their spam links, in their profiles, and when Googlebot would go skim the member list, they would grab all those links. So then every time you signed up on a different board, if you put your URL in your profile, it showed up on the member list and Google indexed it, all of a sudden you've got all these links pointed to your site, which is a form of spam.
Yes.
So now this method prevents those Googlebot, MSN bots, all those bots from indexing the member list and the profiles. The other thing that does is it keeps profiles a little bit more private from search engines. So you have to be registered on the board. You can't be a guest and view a profile. You can't be a bot and view a profile. You have to be registered on the board to view profiles of the board members. So it's a little bit more private that way as well.
Yes.
Makes me actually think of the huge discussion going on right now on the discussion forums of PHPBB3 on .com, where the discussion is basically, should admins be allowed to read private messages? And so there's some long arguments in there that talk about why people think that the private message function should be renamed, because it's technically not private. Because
Are administrators currently able to read them? in PHP
Administrators by default are not able to read private messages, though as a server administrator, you can always go into the database and read private messages, the same as if I'm able to go into my database, into the mail logs, and read my emails of people and incoming emails, the same way that I can at work intercept a PBX call. It is certainly not legal, but I have that ability to do it, just as the administrator has the ability or not the administrator, but the server administrator has the ability to go read private messages in a database. It doesn't mean that they either should do it or that the private message is not private because the administrator has to do it. Private messages is just user-to-user messaging, and private just means that it's between one user and another, and sure, a third part could come in, such as the server administrator, but that could happen in any case with any communications mechanism or facility on the planet, basically.
First of all, apologize because David, you are doing a lot of cutting in and out a lot, and he has to catch a flight very soon, so he's driving to the airport. So I apologize to that for our listeners. I was going to say that probably a good thing you can do on your site, because you do definitely, if you have access to the MySQL database, you can easily read any private messages that's going on the site. Although, if you do that, you do lose a lot of trust from your members on your board. I would recommend it's a good idea to perhaps write up a short or just a privacy policy on your site that outlines what your policy is in terms of reading private messages and other things like that, so that your users can feel more comfortable with doing those kinds of things through your site.
Right, and that was one of the things that Marshall Rusty and I were talking about in that topic, was that you can go and you can create an addition to the privacy policy that says, you know, at any time we may need to go in and read a private message to investigate a situation. There is certainly nothing wrong with that, and if an administrator sees that they may need to do that, add that to your privacy policy so that you're covered there. That's not a problem. The facility doesn't need to be renamed to allow the administrator to do that. It just needs to be appended to the privacy policy.
But I would like to. I would think that it definitely should not get any more than that. Like, if you need to look at a private message, which I would recommend you do as an absolute last resort, that you shouldn't have to be restricted to someone who has access to the database and has to go through all that to get to it. I would not want that to be a part of PHP BP3's administration panel, because that just really, at that point, sounds like it really is a little too easy to be able to eavesdrop. And now, granted, there are ways that users could communicate with each other when not through private messaging. There's email, there's AIM, there's things like that. But I would think that if it's going to be private messaging, it should be respected as private messaging, if you know what I mean.
Right, yeah. And, you know, it's at the same time, you know, an administrator has to be expected to be able to investigate a situation where a user might be abusing another user, and he needs to go investigate that. There's certainly nothing wrong with that. In the phone business, it's called a legal intercept, where the law will basically come in and they can intercept and listen to a phone call to see if there's something illegal happening. It doesn't mean that the phone calls are any less private, but it just means that they're able to do that to investigate a situation. But that's extremely rare cases, and a lot of users will bring up the fact, well, then maybe it needs to be renamed something other than private messaging so that users don't think that it's really private. Well, it is private. It actually is private unless you install a mod which enables you to read the private messages in your administrator control panel or display it to the public. When that happens, it's no longer private. But the way it's functioning right now, the way it's been implemented, the way it was developed, it is private, and so that's why it's called private messaging.
I would be curious if someone did develop a mod like that, which no longer made private messaging private, and then try to submit it to the mod database, if the mod team would approve it or not.
It would be a topic of discussion and something that we would discuss for a while on phpvb.com in our forums and discuss, you know, what the ramifications of it are if they're going to install something like that. I know that one of the things, if for some weird reason we approved it, and I doubt we would approve a mod like that, but if we did, it would be something like we would require something that would notify users that the administrator could now do that, that they now have a mod to be able to do that.
Yeah.
We would probably require that sort of thing implemented when touching a function like the private messaging system.
So it's hard to do that effectively because PHPVB being open source, anyone really could edit their board by themselves. To be able to do things like that, or for that matter, already they can go ahead and look into the MySQL database or the database, whatever you're using, to be able to look at that. So it really is a matter of users being able to trust the site administrator, and that's one reason why privacy policies are quite important on websites these days.
Right, and right, the privacy policy that ships with version 3 actually states that that information collected from the user will be stored in a database,
uh-huh.
And that neither PHPVB would not be held liable if that information was somehow opened up to the public, either through the administrator or through a hacking, which Marshall Rusty explains extensively in one of his arguments in that particular topic on phpvb.com. But basically, those kind of exceptions are in the database, and of course, there's a lot of different aspects of it. But when it comes down to it, it's just user to user messaging, and as soon as you start getting other eyes into it, then technically, it's not private unless the administrator absolutely has to look into it for a specific reason. But that would, again, those are very rare cases. And some people argue that the feature should be renamed because of those cases, and that's not the case. It shouldn't be renamed because of few cases.
It's private in that the whole world can't see it. It's
right.
Not like...
Private doesn't necessarily mean that nobody else can see it. Private means that it's not open to the public.
If it was that nobody else could see it, maybe then they could rename it to like something like secret messaging or something like that.
Yeah, right. Secret messaging.
Right. Of course, in our world, the only way you can really have secret messaging is if you are two like sitting right next to each other and you're whispering really quietly into the other person's ear. Only that way can you really sort of 98% guarantee that no one else is hearing it. You know, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. You know, one reason I probably am dropping in and out, if you're hearing fluctuations in my audio, is the fact that it's raining here in Dallas while I'm driving. So that could be interfering with some of the cell phone signal. Some of you may be wondering, well, how in the world is he able to do a podcast over the internet while he's driving? Well, I have a broadband wireless card.
Oh, yeah.
It enables me to stay connected wherever I go.
Well, we've done things like that before, like on my other show. You know, Skype has their Skype out thing. On the show I did on my other show last week, I had someone on a conference call. He was on his cell phone with Skype out. So
mm-hmm.
we've gone mobile before, if you know what I mean.
So yeah, true.
It's working sufficiently. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and of course, Benjamin Franklin, I guess the quote of the day for this show should be Benjamin Franklin's quote that three people can keep a secret if two of them are dead. He really said that, you know, poor.
Yeah.
So.
That's why he's on the $20 bill.
He is?
Ben Franklin?
Well, that was someone else on the $20 bill.
Who's on the $20 bill?
Jackson,
look at it.
I think.
Jackson, no.
Yeah.
Who was it I was thinking it was?
Franklin's on the $100 bill, I think.
That's right. That's right.
Whatever. Okay. did you have anything else, or should we move on to the mods and style of the week?
Two last quick notifications. Besides the added extra user column, user form salt column, there's also there was a change to the bit field from varchar 5 to varchar 8, and that was the only other change.
Okay.
I don't remember which table that was in, actually.
You know, I think we already got to write that. Now, I'm sure about a number of our listeners are understanding what we've been talking about today, but I'm not sure the number who. I think we can say if you want to learn more about the other things coming in RC6, there are will be release notes that come out when RC6 comes out, and hopefully that'll be pretty soon.
Yeah, and the changelogs are in there, but a lot of these things that I've talked about are not going to be documented in there. Yeah. A lot of these new changes that could invalidate some mods are not going to be talked about in there. A lot of them are going to be in the coding guidelines, and they're in the coding guidelines in the CVS right now. Mm-hmm. So as a mod author, you should go download the coding guidelines from the CVS and take a look at them and see and read over them again. There's a lot of stuff that's been changed in there recently since the hooks have been implemented. There's new coding documentation on the hook system. If you wanted to integrate something with the hook system, you can do that. And besides that, I will also post a list and details on some of these different functions that could invalidate some of the mods that have already been created and how mods need to be changed to adapt to some of these functions and some of the challenges that might be that administrators might face while upgrading their board from a previous RC to an RC6 with mods. So if you don't have any mods installed, it makes it really easy to upgrade because you pretty much replace all the files.
Yeah.
And, you know, the upgrade system will automatically do that, but if you've integrated a lot of your mods, that's where you might come into problems like we talked about before. But by default, I think most everyone's going to be able to upgrade without any problems, but it's going to be really interesting to find out how easy it's going to be to upgrade to this RC6 version. I think that we'll end up having to test the CVS quite a bit to make sure that that it can function properly on the upgrade.
So what I'm hearing is it might be like a few more days, maybe a week or two, until we get RC6 coming out, because there's some more testing that needs to happen. And definitely there's been a lot of comments going on in the CVS as of recently.
Yeah, if you look at the CVS and you've seen all the commits and you go, okay, wow, what else are they going to implement? Pretty much what's been put there this past week, that about sums it up.
Okay.
For the major changes for RC6. So from here on out, we should be okay. We're going to start continuing the validation of mods from here and see if any of the mods in the mod database conflict with some of the changes that have been made. And if so, then we'll deny and put a note in there saying to update and details on everything. That's one of the great things about the deny reports. We make sure we give details on each deny report that says what kind of things need to be changed to make sure that it's validated next time it's submitted.
Yes. And hopefully we won't go to RC7. Let's hope we don't have to do that.
Yeah, but we were hoping that RC5, again, was going to be the gold release, but a lot of changes happened, such as the code audit and also the hooks implementation, the hooks functions implementation. Those two things have caused RC6. But hopefully...
All you impatient types out there... Trust me, it'll be worth it. It will be worth the wait.
Oh yes, oh definitely. Yes. There's some good stuff in there. Really expands the functionality of version 3. And of course we've got the DB tools now since RC5, which allow mod authors to alter tables. They're not able to create tables in there, but they can alter them. And I've got a mod that I'm be submitting to the mod database soon that will be trying out that function for the first time, for me anyway.
Yeah. Okay.
The only other two small changes, new config values, form token lifetime, that's the lifetime that the forms can stay alive. By default, that's 2 hours, 7,200 seconds, and the form token minimum time. And that's it.
Okay.
Sure. All right, so let's move on to the style and mod of the week.
Yes. All right, mod of the week. So I'm going to do the mod and style this time, because I know David has probably lost his voice from all the talking he's been doing on the show. All right, so both mod and style this week are for PHP BB3. The mod is one of the fabulous 7 mods in the PHP BB3 mod database called Last Post Titles. By Lou21. This is a mod that has been fairly popular for PHP, maybe too. I think it's a good idea. Fairly basic, you know. On the index, on the forum index for PHP BB2 and PHP BB3, next to each forum, it will say what the last post was, essentially who wrote it and when they wrote it, and a link to it. What this mod adds is it will now actually list what the actual name of the topic was where that last post was located. So you can actually click on that to go to the top of that particular topic as well, quickly from there. So it's I kind of like it because it kind of provides a bit of context for what that particular recent post is from. There might be other boards which think, okay, what's the point of this? But I actually think it's a pretty good idea. So you can, it's fairly easy to install, pretty basic mod. You can check it out. A link will be in the show notes. Last post titles by Lou21.
Yeah. Okay.
And then the style of the week is actually one that was recommended to us. Someone bookmarked it, Circular Square bookmarked it on Delicious. It is from phpbb3styles.net, and it is called Sniper Blue, and the author's name is Sniper E. And it's kind of a basic layout. It's definitely reminiscent of SubSilver 2. However, the gradients in the background have been changed a bit, and it almost makes it look a bit, it almost seems to give it a little bit more of a professional style look, so to speak, than you get in SubSilver 2 with the gray to white gradients. And I think it looks pretty good. It has a couple of changes. Like they have the login box at the top of the forum index now, and as well as how many users are online. And they've made some changes like that. So I think it looks pretty cool. I don't know if you're able to see it on your thing, David. I know you're still on the road.
Yeah, it's still on the road, so I'm not able to look at it right now. I'll take a look at it when you post the show notes.
But this will be the style of the week. Again, link will be in the show notes. And thanks to Circular Square for bookmarking that and pointing it out to us. And on that note, if you would like to recommend a mod or style of the week to us that we may decide based on our discretion to feature on a future episode of PHP BB Weekly, you can bookmark it at Delicious with the tag either PHP BBW mod or PHP BBW style. And we'll take a look at that and possibly feature it on a future episode. All right, so I guess that just about brings us to the end. About 30-40 minutes into our recording, I got a tweet from TalkShoe, which said that they were in the middle of a hardware move this morning. It would have been nice if they had a hardware move.
Oh, hardware move. Wow, okay.
It would have been nice if they had told us, like, when I was trying to get started on the show, first of all, or perhaps if this was a move, because if it's a hardware failure, that would have been unexpected. But if it's a move, I would have think that they would already have known that's going on. It would have been nice if they could have told us, so we could have possibly found an alternate time to do the show. But that didn't happen.
Yeah, it's like, thanks for the notice, if it was just a move.
Yes, so they are, as of right now, when we're recording it now, they are apparently back to full capacity, but that kind of spoiled our live episode for this week. But we will hopefully be able to have episode 34 next week back live on TalkShoe. That will be on Saturday, October 13th, the usual time, which is noon Eastern time. Thanks to our listeners who did sort of bear with us, though, today when we had to go to Plan B.
And of course, I'm hoping we can do with it, if you're okay with this. David MJ has expressed some interest in coming on the show and talking about some of the new feature enhancement of PHP BB3, and he would be a good one to talk about some of these things that I don't know a whole lot of details of, but a lot of people have questions over some of the functionalities of version 3 and a chance to ask a developer.
That's a good idea. I was originally planning to think if we could see if we could have him when PHP-BB3 goes gold, although apparently that's taking a lot longer than I thought.
Well, yeah. I think with RC6, I think you've got some time there at least, because it's going to be a while till everything, a lot of new stuff to test, and it's going to be a while till we go gold. So I think, you know, you can have David MJ on, and then maybe we're able to get Acidburn on later on.
Okay, well, that might be a good idea. Let's see if we can confirm that, and I'll definitely make the announcement on phpbweekly.net.
He actually, I always called him Mike. Mike Silverstein, you know, Mike Acidburn.
Uh-huh.
But when we did the official podcast, I don't remember who it was. I think it was Michael Cunningham, Techie Michael, was calling him Meek.
Huh.
And because it's M-E-I-K.
Uh-huh.
And so Acidburn corrected us on that and said it's actually pronounced as Mike. It is pronounced as Mike.
Okay.
So, okay.
That's fine. That's how I always thought it was, too, but whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, I did, too, until we went to the podcast, and I was like, okay, I've been pronouncing it wrong all this time. Hmm. Burnt, so.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Oh, and by the way, David, I know you're not going to like to hear this, but in 2 weeks, October 20th, you're going to have to do the show by yourself again.
Oh, bummer. I might have to bring David MJ on that.
Well, I'm warning you now. I have to take a test at 8 a.m. that morning, so
Saturday.
So it's one of those.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I was going to say, well, you got a couple hours there, don't you? But it ends up being a little bit later for you, or earlier for you than it is for me.
The show starts at 9 a.m. my time, so I will be busy doing the PSAT test. So that's
nice.
The wonders of junior year in high school. And no, it's not nice. It's a very stressful test. I mean, you got 25 minutes to answer like 30 questions, and for one section, and then there's like five of those 25 minute sections to take. So.
For those that don't know, last week Douglas and I recorded the preview cast. Douglas invited me to be a guest on that preview cast last week. That was a good show.
Uh huh.
I haven't had a chance to listen to it. Been so busy this week.
It's an hour and a half long. You'll have to take it in steps.
If it's long, it usually means that it's good. If it's short, it usually means that you didn't have a whole lot to talk about.
Yeah.
I don't know how long this show went, but it felt pretty long.
It's been close to an hour and a half itself. So I think we'll have to close it up now. But yeah, if you want to check that out, that's previewcast.com is my other podcast, which you can take a look at.
Yeah, we don't want to torture our listeners. For those that have made it this far.
Yes. So be sure to check out our website, phpbbweekly.net, for the show notes, links to everything we've talked about in this show. Also, there is a form on there which you can use to submit questions to us if you have any questions which you would like to bring to our attention, we can hopefully answer them on future episodes. And, of course, PHP BB Weekly is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network at techpodcasts.com, where you can find a number of other great technology podcasts just like this one, and check them out as well. Thank you for listening to this episode of PHP BB Weekly, and we will see you all next week. Bye.
Take care, everyone.